What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tell me you're old without telling me that you're old.
Someone asks you if you remember President Nixon.
Old Cheryl Jones.
What about George
W? I recognize the name. Do you?
Beg your pardon?
I recognize the name.
Yeah, I recognize the name. I don't know who she is, though. I think I recognize it from CNN.
A very lovely listener took time out of their day to drop off a photograph.
The lovely listener would be named Eldon.
It said, to Eldon from Cheryl. This is a signed headshot from a meteorologist a while back.
Over at Channel 9.
Over at Channel 9.
A while back.
And when the person dropped it off, they said, I thought Dana would like to have this because they worked together back in the day. And when I saw the photo, I said, who dropped this off? Why did they drop this off for me? Mm-hmm. And the young man who brought it upstairs said, I don't know, he said you knew her. And I have not had the pleasure of meeting or ever working with Ms. Jones.
Trying to find out if you've ever, when you're ever going to have the pleasure.
When she started her career at Channel 9, I happened to be one.
Oh.
And when she left, I was four. I said to the boys out in the newsroom, how old do people think I am? I said, is it because I'm so wise?
No.
Is that why?
Maybe it's because you are so wise that you got such an early start that you were reading the news on a station that you never read the news for at 4 years old.
Now, I think I know people who would have worked with her. Larry Moore.
Yeah, they're called retired. Yeah.
Correct. No, I think it's sweet someone took time out of their day. I just, you know, it's a black and white because I don't think color TV existed when that photo was taken.
The photo is so old. What is on the back? Besides 1978.
It's got the weathered glue stick.
Spots.
Okay, you guys remember the amber-colored hourglass-shaped glue bottle that we used to do like Mod Podge and other projects with? This photo was used to stick on something with that type of glue. Remember the amber-colored glue? Had the little slit in it?
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
A number of people on the text line remember her for one specific thing.
Okay, that's...
Do you mean two specific things?
I believe they come in pairs, yes.
One of my girlfriends said, because I sent it to all my television friends, and I said, somebody thinks I was Channel 9 in 1971.
78.
I would have been four. And yes, one of them immediately commented that she...
So I'll just read here from the text line.
Was a beautiful, voluptuous woman.
Yes, she was.
The thing I remember most about Cheryl Jones is when she would look to the right, I could no longer see the state of Kansas.
Okay. You guys. God.
Okay.
They are not alone in that sentiment.
Yeah. The text line is filling up with a lot of, there were certain areas of the map when she would do the weather.
Barb said it was the Eastern Seaboard.
If she would turn to one way or the other,
I love her.
You're losing a state. You're just losing a state.
Anyway, I love it. You know, we tell people, you know, we are always thankful when people bring stuff by. It usually doesn't make its way to us because it's just the way that the building is since the pandemic. But I got a chuckle out of that.
She went on to work for CNN.
Yeah.
Had a very successful career. Maybe we'll get Larry Moore on the phone and can share some memories of Cheryl Jones.
She's beautiful. She is a beautiful woman.
She is beautiful. Yeah. So
we're going to hang her in the studio.
She was a doll and a sweet lady.
Good. How was your day?
Busy. How was yours?
I can't breathe or hear.
Now, are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
What's going on?
Who gets a cold in almost June? But I do, and it is awful. Awful.
I was in bed at
8 o'clock last night.
You go from perfectly healthy, and then within 24 hours, you sound like you've been deathly ill for a week.
But Sam, this always happens to me. It settles in my throat. I still have my tonsils. You know that. It settles in my throat, and then I wake up in the morning, and it's bad. It gets better as the day goes on, and then worse toward 5, 6 o'clock. But I'm here. I'm hanging in.
You want me to call the Mackie?
Nope, I got this.
Okay.
I got this.
They caught another one down in Louisiana overnight.
Oh, and then there were six.
No, five.
Then there were five.
Five back in custody, five still on the run. The sheriff down there in whatever parish has announced that she is not, check that, I don't want to get ahead of it. She is suspending her reelection campaign.
You think?
I did hear an interview today. Of course, they've charged Sterling Williams, who doesn't work for this radio station.
A different Sterling Williams.
That's right. They have charged him in connection with helping them out. He claimed
he was the janitor.
Yeah, right. And he claimed, you know, they threatened they were going to shank me, whatever. The DA, it was the DA down in the parish where this happened. I heard an interview with him today where he said there are at least three other people we're looking at least one or two of them are going to be charged. There is no way this was a one inside person deal.
Well, because someone had to have given them the tools to cut through the pipe that they had to remove to get out.
And you got to remember, there was somebody working the floor.
And that's not like a skill saw. What would you would have to have something that cut through metal.
A grinder.
Yeah. A grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very loud.
And keep in mind, somebody would have to be walking the floor. They weren't reported missing for 8 hours.
And they had the time, and it didn't make enough noise to trip anybody's senses to rip at least five cell doors open.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now let me tell you this. The janitor's lawyer is saying that authorities are mischaracterizing his client's role in what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He says that a sheriff's deputy told Mr. Williams that the toilet was overflowing and asked him to look at it. It appeared that the toilet had been intentionally clogged by inmates. And in an effort to get someone to shut off the water, Mr. Williams shut off the water because it was going to overflow. He was not acting out of fear or conspiring with the escapees.
Well,
he was, quote, merely a tool that the escapees used to further their dastardly deeds without his knowledge.
That may be what his attorney is saying. That is not what he told authorities when he confessed.
His attorney saying it was a mischaracterization of his involvement.
Well,
that could be a pretty good defense, because if you look at the images that came out of the jail cell where they had ripped the toilet away, you can clearly see things had been shoved into the toilet hole.
Did they say where the fifth inmate was found overnight?
He was in a house, because there's actually video of them, like three officers, I think it is, standing outside, guns drawn, and he just comes walking out. He gets on the ground. It was an abandoned home?
Yep. One of them that was found in the French Quarter went live on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, he did
within
not.
Within hours of escaping. and then, of course, was found in the French Quarter the following day. Another one had a night out, we'll call it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he was found sleeping on a park bench, and it took three police officers and a bystander to wake him up.
Oh.
He'd taken something.
He tied
something.
One on.
Okay.
Yeah.
He broke out, then time went on.
Not sure how he had the money to pay for that.
Well, maybe he stole it.
The recaptured inmates, by the way, have been transferred to a, quote, secure state facility.
By the way, one of the inmates who's been recaptured has broken out of two other jails in his past.
My God.
I know. And three of the inmates who were accused of murder are still on the loose.
Okay.
And the one that has broken out before, I don't think he was ever charged or convicted, pardon me, of the previous breakouts. I think these are in rapid succession.
Two other breakouts.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get out of jail.
The toilet, baby.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
When we get back, the last time you rented a car, I want you to think about this. Did you do a safety inspection? Did you walk all the way around it? Did you look at the tires on the rental car? An Ohio woman is suing after her husband died, and she says it was an unsafe rental car.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.